Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about why Jean-Claude Bivet stepped down as the CEO of LVMH Watch and Jewelry Division. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I can't believe we're officially in fall, and where did the year go? It's been insane. It's been busy. The weather has been extreme. It's been all over the place, but I hope you all have had an amazing summer and a great year so far and are excited for the holiday season as it's approaching us very quickly. Jean-Claude Bivet is honestly a legend in the watch industry. He sold Blancpain to the Swatch Group, and I believe he also sold back, he sold Glashütte Original as well to the Swatch Group, and then he sold Hublot in 2008 to LVMH, and is the reason why Hublot is such a massive success story. He just turned 69 years old on September 20th. He is honestly a visionary. He's a legend. He has more energy than anyone I've ever met. I've met Mr. Bivet many, many times. There are very few men out there like him, not just in the watch industry, but in any industry. A pioneer, a visionary, a legend, just a truly remarkable human being in every facet. And he is, you know, the antithesis of a go-getter, of someone who can really bring something from, you know, from the brain to inception and bring it home, make it happen, and make it extremely successful. So Jean-Claude Bivet, you know, he basically is responsible for, like I said, the success of Hublot, but also he took on responsibilities, I believe in 2014, for, you know, heading up Tag Heuer, as well as being the CEO of Zenith, which is a lot of responsibility considering, you know, he's almost 70 years old. He's been in the game. He doesn't need to do this for a living. I mean, it just shows you his commitment to his craft, his passion for what he does, and for evolving, innovating, and just getting on with life. You know, Mr. Bivet actually produces 5 tons of cheese every year for 5 weeks a year in Switzerland. He doesn't sell it, so he can control the distribution. You know, he's got a very, very cushy life, a good life, a cushy life, a comfortable life. He's made a lot of money. You know, he doesn't need to work. I admire his passion, his commitment, his vision, you know, and just his fortitude to keep pushing the envelope. I mean, you know, honestly, Jean-Claude Bivet brought back Tag Heuer as a major player in the top 10 brands in the world. I mean, with the connected watch, you know, the connected watch being their smart watch and being able to download different watch faces and be modular and be interchangeable and be, you know, a serious watch, but yet be, you know, a serious gadget and work well together and all that. So Mr. Bivet, by Mr. Bivet stepping down, you know, at some point it had to happen. You know, he's getting up there, 70 years old. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but that's when you have to really, especially in a position of power, like, you know, I mean, the watch industry is very stressful, like any business, you know, and when you're taking on that level of stress and that responsibility, he has had health issues over the years, but specifically in the last, you know, couple of years, it's really deteriorated on him by taking on so much responsibility of 3 huge brands. It's enough just to be heading up one brand, but you know, Mr. Bivay is involved in every step of the way. Everything he does is like his own baby. So to be able to have that sort of focus for one brand, let alone three, is truly remarkable. I wish him nothing but the best for his health. He did step down due to health reasons. There is some speculation as to who will take over, you know, as the CEO and president of LVMH watch and jewelry division. He will still be, you know, I believe like a non-official CEO. That will be the capacity he will be in. As he stated, I'm loosely quoting him because I don't have the quote in front of me, but it was kind of like, you know, instead of being the first one there in the morning kicking and screaming and making sure everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know, I'll come in later and make sure that they're ready, you know. So, you know, it's again, I'm paraphrasing, but he definitely needs to take a break. He definitely needs to get some rest and, you know, just focus maybe on retirement if that's what he wants to do. I mean, I can't imagine him slowing down. He's honestly, the man never stops. I haven't seen him in many years, but I can tell you, as a man who has achieved so much in his life, and for, you know, not just, I mean, it goes beyond watches. He's transcended watches in so many ways. I mean, he stepped into a space that honestly was a very slippery slope, and it is still a very slippery slope. We don't know what's going to go on with smartwatches and the luxury watch industry and how that's going to come together. But I'll tell you, TAG, I've said it once and I'll say it again, the TAG connected watch, probably one of the best inventions in the last 5 or 10 years in the watch industry, and it's all due to Mr. Bivay. And you know, listen, there's no reason why he can't eventually just consult and not be so involved and so busy. You want to talk about it, my father always taught me when I was a kid that, you know, the sign of a successful man is a busy man, but someone who gets back to you. And I can tell you, as someone in the watch industry who's on my own, I mean, I haven't had any interaction with Mr. Bivay probably since 2008, 2009, when, you know, the meltdown happened economically worldwide. I reached out to Mr. Bivay. I was publishing a blog under a different name. I reached out to Mr. Bivay, and he literally, I can tell you on Twitter, he responded within minutes. You know, he's always been very kind to my family. He's known my father very well. I didn't know him that well, but I've definitely met him. I have a lot of respect for him, and I just wanted to share this news with you. And Mr. Bivay, honestly, is truly a legend. I don't use that term lightly. I don't really say it much. I don't compliment a lot, but when I do, it has meaning. You know, it's about time that Mr. Bivay slowed down and took some time for him, his family, his health. And I'm sure he will be missed and he will still be involved. But definitely reach out to me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. If you have any questions, I do work on a $150 consultation fee. This gets you an hour of my time, a couple of emails. You buy a watch from me, within a year, I deduct the $150 you paid from the final purchase price of the watch, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. It's a win-win situation. It's a wonderful experience, especially when you go into a store, whether it's London, Rome. I mean, I'm not saying you can't have good experiences in watch stores. You can, and there are some people who are truly passionate about what they do, but it's very few and far between, and my goal is really to provide the highest level of service, whether you're a novice getting into the watch game for the first time or the most experienced watch aficionado, collector, enthusiast, what have you, and offer the same level of service, but and take out the, you know, the stick out of the ass of the watch industry and take the barriers that people feel are like, you know, this is an industry about luxury. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes the message gets lost with marketing. You know, it's really the product is the hero. And I've had tons of experience. I have an amazing website you can check out, www.amitdavehonda.com. There you can peruse through my world-renowned blog. You can listen to a podcast. But definitely check out my website. It's a great place to go. It's a great place to learn. It's a great place to just get yourself familiar with the watch industry. If you are on social media, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.